From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of Afrin is entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces. Reuters news agency reporting a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said earlier the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn today and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group related to insurgent Kurds inside of Turkey. Meantime, in eastern Ghouta, Russia Median reports that at least 20,000 people fled the region around Damascus today. As the dispute between Britain and Russia mounts over poisoning on British soil of a former Russian spy, the Kremlin decided to expel 23 British diplomats. Britain had expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in serious condition from exposure to a nerve agent some believe came from Russia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is being urged by British lawmakers not to seize Russian assets. Russians voting today for president in an election expected to give Vladimir Putin a win. Kyle Wilson, a former Australian diplomat to Russia.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days, because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, Alex Navalny in jail. This is VOA News. South Korean media is saying a senior North Korean diplomat headed to Finland to meet with former U.S. diplomats. This after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talks with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish U.N. Ambassador Olof Skoog.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully get North Korea to be okay with the ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressed leaders and other officials as Southeast Asian nations began the final day of their summit in Sydney today. Australia hosting the ASEAN meeting despite not being a member of the 10-nation bloc. Here's Prime Minister Turnbull.
Our commitment to the centrality of ASEAN and our commitment, the commitment of Australia to ASEAN at the very heart of the stability, the prosperity, the security of our region. A region is where adherence to rules delivers lasting peace, where the rights of all states are respected, where open markets facilitate the free flow of trade, capital and ideas, and where the rule of law protects all nations.
ASEAN seeking to tighten political and trade ties in the region amid China's rising influence. Thousands of protesters, many of them migrants stranded in Greece, took to the streets of Athens this weekend, marching against racism. In March 2016, the European Union and Turkey agreed to stem the flow of migrants. Petros Konstantinou is president of the group Fighting Racism.
This is a crime on the hands of the European Union that they signed the agreement between them and Turkey. We demand an end to this. We want open borders.
While the demonstrations took place in Greece, 16 people, including at least 5 children, drowned when their small boat capsized in the Aegean Sea, the highest death toll of migrants trying to reach outlying Greek islands within a month. Police in the U.S. state of Florida believe they have recovered all the bodies of victims from the wreckage of a pedestrian bridge that collapsed last week over a busy highway. 5 bodies were pulled from the wreckage on Saturday. And the New York Times and London Observer reporting that data analytics from Cambridge Analytica is information they've developed from Facebook followers, some 50 million, and techniques to support President Trump's election campaign.
That's the latest world news from VOA.